We got better to forget it in a moment here. First, I want to play a clip from Mike McDaniel, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, about Tua Tagovailoa.
Getting beat up and having your existence be completely tainted by people saying that you aren't X, Y, or Z. And then on top of that, from my vantage point, I felt like he was put behind the eight ball in a way with his strengths he couldn't play to. If you're not able to play to your strengths and in your position that you've, one of the reasons you've gotten there is you're an unbelievable point guard. I felt, how could he, with all the things going on and all the, it's a lot of loud noise that you try to ignore, but people are human.
Good stuff about,
yeah,
Tua, how, you know, there's the confidence, there's he heard too much and he was told he was terrible. But the biggest thing in there was, to me, Mike McDaniel has accurately identified that Tua Tagovailoa has a certain skill set that can be exploited, maybe not what I'm looking for, that can be capitalized on.
Yeah.
You can tailor an offense to him and weapons to him, and he just is your point guard, and it is working very well for Miami. They are one of the more efficient offenses in the league. The difference between the Bills and the Dolphins might be red zone. I mean, in the red zone, the Dolphins are very good.
Yeah.
The Bills have struggled. But I just think the Miami story is a good one, and it's not great news for the Bills, but it's a very good story, and we're now heading to December, and things are going very well for them with a big, big stretch and big tests coming up.
Yeah, the coach is super likable, right? Like, him even talking about making reference to what was here before with Tua. I mean, I do think they made mistakes in the first 2 years. Everything maybe they did was a mistake in how they operated with Tua. When do you see a team draft a quarterback in the top five and it almost looks as though they're not committed to him from the moment he steps on the field? Because that's how it appeared. It was every chance they can get him out of the game they took.
Yeah, it was almost like the coach didn't want it to happen.
Right.
The GM drafted a quarterback and the coach didn't want one.
But the organization too, like, they this is not to take credit away from McDaniel, because he wasn't a part of this. The organization almost kind of lucked into this, right? They tried at every turn to do something else. They tried Deshaun Watson. They tried to get the owner flew in to meet with him and tried to get him to settle his lawsuits last year at the trade deadline because they wanted Deshaun Watson. And maybe if Brian Flores never files a lawsuit, Tom Brady is currently their quarterback. And even though I'm still not believing all the way what they're doing until I see it against a top defense, they've found themselves in the best possible situation, because they ended up on Tua, who is young and is on a rookie contract, by the way, where they very easily could have been at Deshaun Watson, which has its moral apprehensions, or they could have been on 45-year-old Tom Brady if circumstances that were kind of outside of their control didn't end up happening.
Yeah.
They kind of fell into Tua.
Well, everybody that doesn't take a quarterback number one kind of falls into it. I mean, the Bills on some level fall into Josh Allen. They do trade up for him.
Yeah.
But they needed Denver not to take him.
Yeah.
You know,
but once he's here,
sure,
the
sure.
Bills do everything in their power to make sure he's going to get to where they want him.
Yep.
And maybe the most impressive thing about Tua is he might be arriving at where the Dolphins wanted him to be, and they almost worked against him for the first 2 years of his development, rather than what the Bills did, which was the moment he's here, everything is tailored towards him, his skill set, make sure it works. The Dolphins are getting there, but it's after 3 years, and it's because they seemingly have found the right head coach. Even though I'm not 100% sold on Tua yet and the Dolphins as a whole, I'm pretty close to all the way there on Mike McDaniel. As like he is a darn good coach, and he understands what works in today's NFL.
Let's get to that in Better to Forget It. Better to Forget It is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WGR. All right, Joe, so like, I'll give you a bet here on Mike McDaniel.
Okay.
There was a report that he might be a one-and-done coach because they wanted Sean Payton so bad.
Right.
Bet it or forget it. That ship has sailed. McDaniel is safe.
Bet it.
It's got to be.
What would have to happen?
Their offense.
Right, like, I mean, I don't want to rule out that there's a scenario out there. Like, what if they lost the next three? It's all losable games.
True.
I don't think they'll lose all three, but if they lost all three and they fall to 8-6, Now they're flirting with playoffs. Like, they probably, though, would have to miss the playoffs, which is very unlikely for this to be a conversation.
And I think it matters how you lose. If they lose to San Francisco and the score is 35-31.
Sure.
And the Chargers, it's 37-35. If the offense is still humming and the defense is not fully formed, I mean, that's kind of what Miami is right now. They made some moves to try and get help on the defensive side of the ball. They have some injuries there. They have all year long. But to me, if their offense keeps humming, which I do expect that it will, then, you know, I think he's a coach of the year candidate. I just think he's super impressive. And now the division, well, it used to be Belichick and a bunch of schlubs.
Yeah, I know.
And now
it's everyone but Belichick, maybe.
You might have four good coaches. I mean, I still think Bill Belichick's probably a good coach. But, man, these coaches are looking pretty good for this division.
We can all celebrate on some level that here's the Patriots in last place and that everyone else has figured it out after 20 years of just the Patriots dunking on them. But
I mean, do the Patriots feel bad about last place at 6-5?
Maybe not.
And they beat the Jets twice, right?
They beat the Dolphins. No, they lost the Dolphins.
They lost the Dolphins.
On the other hand, what the hell? It's finally our time to shine, and everybody gets good.
I know.
The Jets get good. Like, the Jets, you couldn't have got good at any point during the Patriots run. The Dolphins, you couldn't have got good at any point during the Patriots run. The Bills get good, and now you're going to start figuring it out. Bet it or forget it. Here's a stat. Never in NFL history have all four teams in a single division made the playoffs. Will all four teams in a division this year make the playoffs?
Important note, asterisk, the reason it's never happened is because there used to be six playoff teams, not seven.
Correct.
So it's very difficult for that to happen otherwise.
That's correct.
I do not think it will happen. I don't think New England's going to make the playoffs. The Jets,
And your other division here that you could flirt with on this is the NFC East.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
Washington is 7-5, I think, is their record.
The Patriots have two with the Bills, one with the Bengals, one with the Dolphins. And then outside of that, it's Patriots, Cardinals, and Patriots, Raiders. So the Patriots could look at 2-4.
Okay.
That's 8-9. I guess, you know, they could go 3-3 there.
One more bet it or forget it. The current top four will be the four teams in the college football playoff.
I'd like to ask, can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Which is the most chaotic loss in the top four? Georgia? Maybe.
Georgia's probably in regardless, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Michigan is the most chaotic loss in the top four, right?
They play Purdue. If they lose to Purdue?
Right. If Michigan were to falter and lose,
and
Purdue is your Big Ten champ, and Michigan and Ohio State each have one loss, and then they yell at each other for the next 24 hours about which loss is a better loss,
and
Ohio State says we have a better loss, we lost to you.
Yeah, and then while they argue it out, Bama sneaks in from behind and gets into the fourth spot because they have two close losses. And Purdue, I mean, that's going to hurt both of their resumes, right? It'll even hurt Ohio State's resume a little bit.
Yeah.
So
just don't lose.
I think it's Purdue. Because, right, USC loses, and that's easy, right? They're out, and Ohio State's in.
Probably.
And if TCU loses, that same thing.
Yep.
Easy, TCU's out, and Ohio State's in.
Yep.
Yeah, Purdue wins. What do they do? It's got to be Michigan, right? Michigan beat Ohio State. But I don't know that. I don't know if they're
going to. I'm going to say, happens. You're asking me better to forget it. Ohio State gets in the playoff. I always will bet that because they will always do everything they can to put them in.
Well, that's why I bet Alabama to win the national championship.
Because you thought they'd just get in?
They're just somehow going to get in. They're going to let them in somehow.
Yeah.
Because in essence, it is written somewhere, the idea of the committee is to get the four best teams in there. And if they get chaos, some people in that committee are going to go, well, Bama's one of the best four teams in the country. So we're putting them in.
Yep.
In your college football playoff system, Purdue in that situation would get into the college football playoff, right?
No, they don't have to get in. It would just mean the other teams can't.
Okay. Oh, okay. So it wouldn't mean an automatic
birth,
but you can't get in unless you win your conference.
It would be...
But what if they're all upsets in conference championships?
Tough.
Okay.
You didn't win your conference, you're not going to the playoff. That's right. How I would do it. But
you don't get to win the national championship
if you
don't have your conference championship.
That is correct. That's how we're going to do it.
Okay.
In my college football world. Instead, it's going to, you know, expanded playoff, which will be fun, too. That's fine. All right, 803-0550. Chris Price, Boston Globe, joins us top of the hour as we gear up for Patriots Week. Bills, Patriots. We should also, of course, get to our most famous Patriots fans conversation. Yes. We got to place a bet on who's going to be at the game Thursday night. So we'll get to our weekly rundown of famous fans coming up here on WGR.